fall asleep?
No.
Okay. Well, like I said again, my name is Jerry.
Omega Jerry.
And I come from the United States.
I'm
30 years old. And I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about my past.
Well, go through the walk with me.
But not too much, because I know you guys didn't come here to hear my dark story. But I want you guys to get to know me a little bit. So I grew up in a Catholic family. I have a younger brother and a younger sister. Also, my mom, she babysitted like 10 children in the home at a time. She could kind of say that I grew up in the zoo, you know.
No,
it was always chaos in the house, you know. And, you know, I had to be an example for all these kids, especially my brother and sister. But I didn't live up to be this example, you know? So I always felt like I was getting in trouble a lot. And like this, I started to think that everything that I do is wrong. I started telling myself I'm not good enough to do anything. You know, and I started living these things at a very young age. I lived a lot of fear, insecurity, inferiority, and I had a lot of fear of, I wanted to be accepted by everybody. And this is kind of an impossible thing, to be accepted or loved by everybody. So I never really reached that goal. And, you know, so again, I told myself, you know, I'm not good enough. But being a boy, you know, and having all these feelings and emotions, I kept them inside. I didn't want anybody to know that I was afraid. You know, so I put on a lot of masks. I tried to act really tough. You know, I showed my pride and my anger. Also, too, I tried to show off by playing sports, and I want everybody to see me. You know, so a lot of the things that I did were trying to get people to like me. So I grew up this way. And also around 14 years old, before I was going to go to high school, I thought to myself, you know, I need to change. I need to do something with my life. You know, because I never really felt happy inside. And I saw a group of guys at school that I thought had happiness. And, you know, these guys, I compared my life to their lives. I thought, oh, they have better clothes than me. Maybe they have the girlfriend that I want. Maybe they stay out later at night. You know, their parents, they let them do more than I get to do. You know, and I thought, this is what brings them their happiness, all these material things. So this is what I started to revolve my life around, was this materialism. This was the first time I met drugs and alcohol. Because this group was using. And I thought that if I don't use with these people, they're not going to accept me. So, you know, I really had a lot of fear again. And at first, I liked the way the drugs made me feel. I liked the way drugs and alcohol made me feel when I first started taking
it.
Because I had courage, and I started to feel like I had more friends. You know, because before, like I was saying, I was also shy and timid. You know, and I was able to be a little bit more outgoing, you know. And at the end of the day, when I didn't have these drugs and alcohol, I still wasn't happy. So slowly, I started to use more. And then I started throwing away all the values in my life. You know, I threw away my faith. I threw away my morals. Also, too, I could have went to school. I started to throw away my education. You know, and it wasn't because somebody did something bad to me. It was because I chose the wrong path in my life. The world tempted me. And I took this temptation.
Because
also the drugs and alcohol, they didn't show themselves in a bad way because I felt good. You know, but slowly it started affecting my life and I started to feel bad. And by the time I was 24 years old, I found myself homeless and I was addicted to cocaine. You know, and I never thought that I would arrive at this point in my life. You know, so for 10 years I used drugs. And I tried every clinic and rehabilitation center in America to try to stay clean. And, you know, I just couldn't manage to do it. You know, and like I told you guys, I threw away my faith in this time. But I want to tell you a little side story about how prayer can help somebody change their life. Because since I stopped praying, somebody was praying for me. You know, I found out later that my mother, every Friday at work, was praying the rosary with me, for me with another person every week. I did a lot of bad things in my life. And I was in a lot of trouble, like with the law, you know. And my mom, she worked at a law firm. But it wasn't a criminal law firm. It would have been better if it was. You know, but this man that was praying with my mother, he didn't know me. But he felt moved inside of him to be a good Christian, that he would help my mother to pray for me. Also, one day he told me that he would help me try to enter into a community to change my life, to find God. He told me if I looked at this community, he would help me with my legal problems. You know, at first, I didn't really like this guy. You know, I was afraid. You know, because he didn't know me and he wanted to help me. And I did a lot of things that he didn't know that I'd done. But it shows you that the power of prayer from somebody else can help somebody, can help that person that threw away their faith. So if you guys know somebody who is struggling, please pray for them because it can help. But also, after a little bit of time, this was a side story, I'm sorry. I asked my mother, Mom, please help me find a place to change my life that's different from all the rehabilitation centers. She told me about Community Chinakulo. I said, oh, what is Community Chinakulo? Mom told me, oh, it's a religious place, it's Catholic. I don't want to be a priest. I just want to change my life. So I started to think, this is a community with all the brothers with the brown robes. And they're all walking around and praying the rosary. These are good men. I'm not a good man. So again, the same things I thought about myself even when I was young, I was still thinking when I was older, I'm not good enough. So, you know, I started to think, well, Mom, you know, all the rehabilitation centers that I've stayed in, they only last 30 days. So can I stay longer? She told me, yes, they want you to stay 3 to 5 years. I said, no way, it's the monastery, sure. You know, Grandma always wanted me to be a priest. This was my point in my life where I was at the rock bottom and I thought, oh, they're trying to push me, you know. And like this, I had a lot of fear, and I said, no, I'm not going, Mom. But 6 months later, I still hadn't made good choices in my life. So I thought, what can I lose? So I got on the internet, and I looked up the community.
And
every time I deleted the top, you know, the top bars, so nobody knew I was looking at the community.
And,
you know, I saw a couple of things. The first thing I saw was that the House of Community is in Florida in the United States. I come from a state, it's called Indiana. And where I live, all I see is cornfields all day. Every spring I go on vacation to Florida. Because it's beautiful, sunshine. So I thought to myself, all right, I bet this house is right next to the beach for sure. Then I started to look down a little bit more and I saw a man and a woman holding hands. I thought, all right, there's girls. It's not the monastery. So, you know, I thought, maybe I'd be interested a little bit, even though these reasons are superficial. So I called one lady who was a mother of an ex-member of the community. So I had a lot of questions. I had three really important questions. The first one was, is there a beach in this community? The second one was, are there girls in this community? And the third question was, do I have to sing in a choir? Because I went to Catholic school my whole life and I always escaped singing, you know. I tried to play every instrument, you know, so that I wouldn't have to sing. Because it was difficult for me. I didn't feel free. So I was a master of escaping my difficulties. So the lady said, no, there's no choir in this community. I said, good, because I'm not singing, I'm not coming. Okay, so I went down to Florida to look at the community. And we do three working days to see if we want to enter. And when I got out of the car, the first thing that I saw was there was no beach. It was in the middle of a swamp. And then I looked around like this. I didn't see any girls anymore. I thought, wow, what is this place? So I started pulling weeds in the garden with a guy. And I started to look around me. And I saw all these guys and they were happy. Even though they had dirty clothes, they didn't have money, they didn't have a car, they didn't have music, no TV, no video games, no girls, no drugs, no cigarettes, no alcohol. How are they happy? At first I thought they had drugs in the office or something. But this is really what made me happy before. At least that's what I thought anyway. But these guys really were genuinely happy. Also, they started asking me, what's your name? What's your story? They didn't ask me what I had in my pockets. No, they didn't say, what can you give me and what can I give you? Because this was my friendship before community. So with these things, they touched me a lot. And I decided I want to enter into the community. So I entered and I received a guardian angel. He doesn't have wings or anything, you know. He's just another guy who's there to help me through my difficulties. They said he's going to be your first friend. He's going to stay with you for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for 30 days. No, at first he was my first enemy. He was always following me everywhere. He followed me in. I turned on the lights. He turned them off. No, every morning when I woke up, he slept in the bed below me. Every day I have to look at him while I'm eating my food. Then I have to go to work. All day with this guy. He starts telling me, hey, you know, maybe you're a little bit lazy. You're a baby. You quit complaining. Please stop talking about your past. It's not important. Man, get me away from this guy. You know, but this man was telling me the truth. Even when it hurt me a little bit. You know, this was the first time also that I couldn't escape a difficulty because he followed me around. I didn't know what to do. So I started to listen to the community, and the community told me that I must share my feelings. Feelings? I'm a man, I don't have feelings. This is what the world told me before. You know what I do? This guy, when he told me a baby, I started getting angry, you know. I was full of pride, you know. So every day I have to keep looking at him, and I was like a bomb, I was going to explode. So what I have to do? I started to share. And in community we're taught, for example, if Mario tells me that I'm a baby, you know, maybe I was, you know, complaining about something, you know, and I didn't like it very much. So later I must think about this. I must put it in prayer. Why am I being a baby? I must ask God. You know, then I find out why. Maybe I still don't like that Mario told me that. But after a while I start to realize that he's telling me the truth, and then I go share with him and I say, hey Mario, you know, I felt a lot of pride, a lot of anger. I felt a lot of that towards you. Please forgive me for that. And like this, I started to learn how to get rid of all these feelings in the right way. With the people that I live them with. Because if I can't do it now, then I can't do it with my future wife or my future kids when I leave. So communities are teaching me how to relive my life. So my guardian angel started helping me learn how to pray again. Every day we pray three rosaries. And at 6 o'clock in the morning we get on our knees and we pray a rosary. I struggled a lot. You know, I thought, how long is this prayer? My back, my knees, you know. And then in between each mystery of the rosary. Okay, in between each mystery of the rosary. You know, there was a moment these two guys, they stood up. They started playing the guitar. And everybody around me started singing. I thought they put me in the choir. This lady, she lied to me about everything. Okay, you know, so like this, I still didn't feel free, you know. So, you know, I started to every day, even though I had a lot of trouble praying. The community put me in front of God every day. And slowly I started rebuilding my relationship with Him. Because at first I didn't want to do this. But the community was telling me, you must do this. This is how you can rebuild your life. Because the most important thing that we do here is pray. And this is one thing that I threw away in my life. So slowly I started saying, or I started singing a little bit. You know? Always my guardian angel pushed me the book, I push it back, you know. But slowly I started to see nobody else was good at singing, so I might as well sing too. So I'll say 6 months later, I'll jump to six more months forward. I became a guardian angel of somebody else. Also, I laughed too. I thought, how can I do this?
What is this?
I'm in pieces. How can I help another person? You know what I did? The same thing that my guardian angel did to me. I gave myself to this man every minute, every day. I thought about him all the time. When he didn't want to eat his food, I ate it for him. When he didn't want to wash his clothes, I washed it for him. This is what my guardian angel did for me. And my guardian angel did become my best friend. Because I saw that he wasn't selfish, he was selfless. Because every time I told him to go away, he always came back. Can I help you? You know, and this is friendship. You know, and this is what I did for this other guy, because if he was like me, he was going to die or go to jail before community. So I had to help him save his life. So we'll jump even more forward. One big growth that the community gives us are these testimonies. You know, I told you guys I was really shy and really timid. I couldn't talk to hardly anybody. Especially girls. Really. You know, my hands always sweaty, you know. Okay. So, I was in Ireland in the community. And this was my first experience doing testimonies. And they said, Jerry, today, it was maybe my third testimony. They said, Jerry, today you speak first, you open the testimony. I couldn't say no. So I got really nervous and started sweating a little bit. So these two girls, they came, they picked us up in the car, and they take us to a youth center where we give testimonies. When I got in the car, you know, I asked this girl, who am I going to be speaking to today? She said, 50 18-year-old girls. I said, oh no, I couldn't even speak with one before, now 50. I don't know how I'm going to do this. It's too difficult. I started sweating even more. You know? So I arrived at the youth center. I walk in the room. And I started to get the same feeling like I did when I was young. What does everybody think of me? So, you know, I looked up, and I saw 50 of the prettiest 18-year-old girls in the room. So then I thought, oh no, you know, I sweat a lot. You know? I better just take a step back. Maybe they can smell me a little bit. I don't know. So I was really nervous. I was full of fear, full of insecurities. Just like I was before. Because you know why? These things are normal. I just didn't know how to live these things. I always covered them up with drugs and alcohol. So I started the testimony and I was really nervous, so I kept my head down like this. I said, hi, how is everybody today? You're good, okay. Alright, I'm going to explain the community. You know, but slowly I got some strength from somewhere and I raised my head. You know, I gave the testimony. I even finished it. I didn't die. It was great. You know? So I made it through this testimony and I saw, you know what? I don't need drugs and alcohol to make it through difficult moments anymore. And also I realized that the testimony wasn't only for them, it was also for me too, to overcome myself. Because like I said before, difficulties I escape. But here I can't escape my difficulties, I must face them. And when I confront these difficulties and I overcome myself, I always feel a lot better than when I use drugs. So today I can say I started to change my life, and also I've started to rebuild a relationship with God, because without Him, I would never make it through my difficult moments. And thank you guys for listening.
So like Jerry said, my name is Mario.
Okay, Mario.
I'm Croatian, but I lived in Austria. I'm coming from a big family. Also Christian. And my first problem started at school. when my friends started to kid me because I got so much brothers and sisters. I got 3 brothers and 4 sisters. Because in Australia it's not that normal, you know, to have so much kids. So I get always angry, you know. And I was also a lot of times jealous. Because they got more material things than me. If this mobiles, new soccer, new shoes, I don't know, some video games. And I would get jealous, you know. And I would like to be friendly with them. But they don't want to be with me. Because I was a stranger. I got a lot of brothers and sisters. And I also always felt on the side. So I started to ask my father, you know, that I can also have all this stuff. And he would say to me, "You just want some new shoes, some video games, because the other kids have it." So what would I start? I would start to steal, to get those things. So I started young to steal. So I made false friendships. And so I was always falling deeper and deeper in falsity, you know. And I also started young to bet. I can also remember my first game. It was Austria against Croatia. And there were again my friends which say Austria will win today. Then I say with my pride, no, Croatia will win. I will also bet on this game. So it happened that I win. I won and I get addicted, you know. I thought I will make money like this. But I was false. I started to lose. So I started to lose a lot. Then I was starting to steal more. And I was falling always more and more down. I also start then to smoke, to drink alcohol, to be accepted by my friends. Same thing also with cigarettes, with drugs. I would start to smoke marijuana, and always, I was always falling more and more down. And also the relationship to my parents was breaking. I don't feel free with them to speak about my problems. What I wanted, because I always noted that my father and my mother would say no. So I was always deciding by myself. Also my parents won't let me out, you know, late by night. So I was starting to escape from home. And by the end, my parents will know about all those things, that I'm betting, using drugs, that I was lying, stealing, everything. And because my parents are Christians and we are coming here in Medjugorje for already 10-12 years, they were telling me about the community. And I was also with them coming every year here to Medjugorje for a pilgrimage. But I just come with them over here to satisfy them. Then when I go back to Austria, I would do the same mess. But last year it was different. We started to struggle, you know? And my mother would push me to the community. Come, take a look. But I even do not want to hear about the community. Because I know that it will be difficult. For the community is the bottom. By the way, I thought what will think my friends about me
when I enter the community.
And what's always important for me, what are the others thinking about me? So we are struggling. And she was pushing me. So that she leave me alone, I would accept. To take a look in the community. So we come over here to the shop. And she would listen to her testimony. I would stay outside and smoke my cigarette. Then when the testimony was finished, she came out and she told me that she organized a how it's called, colloquy.
Like a meeting.
Ah, a meeting, yeah, with a responsible. Then I said to her, I made you a pleasure to come take a look. Now you also working inside a meeting for me. Then we started again to struggle in front of the shop. And there were a lot of pilgrims. And then I feel ashamed, and then I agreed.
Sorry?
Then I agreed, I accepted. So then the responsible asked me, why are you here? Then I said, I'm here from pilgrimage. I was listening to
this.
Then he said, no. You are here because you have a problem. Your parents are not without sense here. What's your problem? Are you smoking? Using drugs? No. Then he said, let's take a round. I will... Let's speak a little bit. He would explain me a little bit the community and speak about his past. And he was not interested. I just heard he say 3 to 5 years, and I said, what 3 to 5 years? Is the community for you here, you know? The community hospital. Proposal.
They propose
you 3 to 5 years. And I thought, what will I pass outside those 3 to 5 years? Then he also said there is an apparition on the apparition hill. Go up there and pray for your decision. And I said, okay. And then this night we went up the apparition hill. And I told to Mary, please Mary, don't put me in the And then the same night we were again struggling a lot, me and my parents. And then I was reflecting on all those which the responsible was talking to me. My mother told me, I'm entering the community. You know, how do you imagine your future without when you get married, when you without an apartment, without a car? And all those things I wanted, but I don't had them, you know. Then I agreed, because also my relationship to my mom was bad.
Bad.
Always when I was going out, she was asking me, where are you going? What are you doing? Before are you going out? And because of the relationship, I made a deal with my mom that I will enter in the community for a year. And then she was happy. Then she was happy and thought, for sure, now I'm agree, get rid of him. So then I entered in the community and they went back to Austria. And then like Jerry, I also got my guardian angel. And my guardian angel was not sympathetic for me. Because we got nothing together. I like football, he don't like football. He like computer games, me
not.
I also like Jerry, I also was shy, you know, and timid.
So
it was difficult for me to speak with him. To speak with him about my past, why I'm here. And how I said, I did not know what me expect in the community. I thought I will lean back, you know, the year will pass. So I saw that the next day I saw that we are getting up at 6 in the morning. We are going to the chapel to pray. But before we are going to pray, we must make our beds. For me, it was already difficult to brush my teeth. So that was the first things which were uncomfortable for me, which I don't wanted to do. Then we went in the chapel. I was already get used to by the prayer, because we also prayed before the community for my family. Then we get in the chapel, I wanted to sit down. And my guardian angel, no, let's go on knees. So I accepted, I went on my knees, and then after 10 minutes he asked me, and are your knees, did your knees hurt? And I said, with pride, no. But they hurt. But it was also a nice feeling, because I saw we were all together. Also, like Jerry said, we were singing, and even if it was in Italian, it was a nice melody. So it was not that difficult in the end. Then also after the chapel, we did the breakfast and went right away to work. It was also difficult to accept for me that we work without get paid. And I was very lazy. It was cold when I entered. And I was working on the construction. I saw other guys doing those bracelets and rosaries. And I was outside mixing cement. It was difficult for me to accept those things. Because I even do not know how to mix the cement. We got a mixing machine, but we must mix it with the hands. And so a lot of things in the community were difficult for me to accept. Also my guardian angel explained me all those rules, all those commitments which we have in the community. I also saw that we are in the community speaking in Italian. I thought, why must learn Italian? I already know English, German, and Croatian. No, I must learn Italian. And there were 65 new guys. I did not know anybody. Everyone is from a new nation. It was difficult for me to open myself to them. So I can also remember the first day when, after the work, I wanted to make the shower. I went in the shower and then my guardian angel said, where are you going? I said, to make a shower. And I said, no, we are in the community, we wash ourselves in pieces. Then I said to him, hey, you are gypsies. And the worst thing was the water was cold. Then I asked him, why I must wash myself on pieces? Then he said to appreciate the water.
100 years.
So we are also learning in the community to appreciate a lot of things. Also like Jerry said, we have no internet here, we have no TV, no mobile, no radio. Right away when I would sing some street songs, my guardian angel would then also in the community when we get two times in the week a piece of chocolate, we would be also when we are watching a movie one two times a month. If it's just a documentary, it
will be...
And it was for me difficult to accept all those things. I can also remember when I entered in the family, it was like a different world. Because outside I got my freedom. And here in community, I'm asked to listen to my guardian angel, to the rules, and make my commitments. Even if I don't want, I have to. So we learn here also to listen. And I got a lot of difficulties at the beginning.
Like
I was shy to share my feelings. Also in the chapel, to open a Holy Mary or a rosary, it would be difficult to overcome myself. Because I felt ashamed in front of those guys. So we learn to overcome ourselves. So... Also, we must wash our clothes by hand. That was the first time when I saw them washing the clothes by hand. I also thought, what's this? The
oranges.
How can I wash my underwear good with hands? And so it was really difficult to accept that I am in the community. At the beginning, I was always thinking, What are now my friends doing? What is now my family? The first 2 months I was just making plans, thinking about how to escape. Because I don't accept the community. Just was waiting when the year passed. Then after 3-4 months, when I saw some change on me, I was starting to accept the community, to do things better. Then I started to like the community. Because I saw those changes. I saw that I'm not anymore that false, that shy. That I'm happy when I'm overcoming myself. That I'm content and satisfied. And when I manage to make a commitment good, then I feel then I also feel good. Also work. When I learned to do the construction better, then I feel in the end of the day content. Because I saw those things which I did and I did it good. And also, even if they don't pay me, I was counted. Same with the prayer. Before community, I was praying, but I was always with the head somewhere else. In the community, I started to pray with heart. And pray also for other people. Before community, I was an egoist. I was just praying for me. And I was praying false. I was just praying for the material things. So here in community, I also started to pray in fast for other people. Like they prayed for me, now I'm praying also for those guys who are on the street using drugs, going to adoration. So we are learning a lot of good things here. Like Mother Elvira said, this is a school of life. It's not just like that we are here all drug addicts, alcoholics, addicts of betting. Here are also coming some guys which are making an experience.
有很多男仔他未必吸毒，未必有好多问题，但嚟到咧学做人啦。
Maybe for a week, for a month.
有啲六幾個月、幾幾個月或者幾禮拜啊。
Some people also rest for forever.
有啲一世喺度生活添。
So like you see, we got also priests.
我哋都有啲識得做啦，呢度講嘅。
One of them was a dentist.
有啲做牙醫啊。
He got a good life outside, but he decided to live in the community.
佢本身係牙醫，但係佢寧願放棄出邊職業嚟呢度生活。
And we are doing a lot of good things here.
我哋做好多好嘅事啊。
One of those things are when we are carrying up the Operation Hill, the disabled.
即係嗰啲傷殘時尚聖母山咧，佢哋幫佢上啦。
I also can remember the first time when I was carrying an old Italian in the wheelchair.
佢一個輪椅啊，個老人家嚟嘅意大利人咧。
I was carrying him up the hill, and there were a lot of pilgrims and a lot of girls, and I feel ashamed. Why must I carry him up?
當時覺得好怕醜。 因為點解一個男仔嗰個推住個人男嘅，好似好醜怪咁樣。Then
when we were in front of the lady, she started to cry.
但個男士怕醜喎，即係俾人推住上去，但佢喊啊，個男士。
He said, "How good are these guys?"
佢話呢段即係話佢咧，幾好人喎，真係。
And then I thought, we are not that good, no.
我其實我都唔係冇嘅啫。
But to see him cry, to see him
suspect，喊咧，佢自己感動。
I felt the best feeling of my life.
呢個係我最好嘅報答啦。Because
I saw I helped a man which was not able to climb the hill.
我睇到一個人能夠上山嘅，佢幫佢上山。With
our help, he was able, you know.
我就佢上山啦。It
was the best feeling of my life. So we are also when somebody hurts itself on the cross hill.
譬如十字架山啦，有時有啲人受傷咧，佢就急救啊，上緊急救啦，抬佢落嚟啦。
And so, I also want to share that we can also see our parents.
我哋對父母都夠唔夠見下嘅？
2-3 times in the year, or sometimes there are also meetings.
因為佢有啲聚會啊，或者大節日啊咁樣。
So I can also remember my first time when I see my parents.
我第一次同我父母見面嘅時候咧。
I was shaking.
好心神。
Because I remembered what I did them, you know.
我知道以前對佢點差點啦。
How much bad I did them, you know. And in the end, I was happy to have them.
我最後我好高興啊，見到佢哋。Like
I said, my relationship to my mom was bad.
以前我同媽媽關係好差啦。And
she was still loving me, and she was all the time praying for me to get me in the community.
其實媽媽係好錫我嘅。I
can remember before I entered the community, I thought when she will stop, you know, to push me.
我覺得嚟呢度就逃避阿媽媽啫嘛，其實。Now
I'm happy that she was never stopping to pray for me, pushing me.
但係媽媽永遠都冇停到為我祈禱啊。And
now I can see that they love me.
我知道佢哋愛緊我嘅。Also
in the last meeting, all of them were there. Also all my sisters, all my brothers.
我所最後一次咧，所有兄弟姊妹咧嚟曬呢度。Because
I did also a lot of bad things to my brothers and sisters.
我對佢哋都差嘅，以前都係。
And then I saw that they also forgive me.
我覺得佢哋寬恕咗我。
And that now I found my family.
因為咁我自己。That
I'm happy to have my family.
又開心我又開心。
For the community, I was all my friends were my family.
而家呢啲人咧都係我家庭嘅成員。
Because I was afraid to speak with my parents about my feelings.
因為以前我冇同屋企人講我心底説話啦。
Now I'm happy that I overcome myself, that I got the courage to enter in the community.
而家我有勇氣。
And that I have changed my life.
我已經改變我生命了。Thank
you that you listened to
me. 多謝你聽我。
有問題都要問。They're free, tell them they're free.
另外一個導遊講：不要怕問，你冇講呢啲問題好超蠢啊！啱啱
幾句話都講。
I mean, it's very powerful, for sure. I'm here. It's a very nice place to again re-meet God, because every house we have a chapel, you know. Where we can open the tabernacle, we also have the opportunity to do adoration at night time and things like
that.
But I feel like, I don't know, sometimes, not every day when I go pray, do I really feel something, you know. But every day I see Him. Not only in the things that maybe I do, or also that we do in the house. But I see Him a lot in the guys, like my brothers that live here. Because even when I think that, you know, where is God? You know, a lot of times I think about, I don't see Him. But I do with my brothers when every day they try to help me with their friendship, with the services that we do.
And also
with people that help us in the community, that bring us providence, because we live on the things that people bring us. And I never thought that there was good things or good people, and there is, because God
is.
So a lot of times I really have to think about it. There is God. He's here. He's in front of me all the time. You know, because without Him, like me and Mario would be able to give this testimony. For sure, my life was no good before, and He's helped me change it. So.
Romero, are you afraid if you go outside again?
Remember
that one day again, afraid.
Of
what?
If you go outside again,
of my life,
the temptation will be too great for you.
For sure, it would be a little bit heavy. No, I was thinking about how it would be if I would be exit, you know, after this year, you know. For sure, I would have again those problems with the girls.
Because
the last 4 months I did an experience in the girls' house. We have also a girls' house on the other side of the Apparition Hill. And then the first day there, I was also again shaking. And it was even difficult to ask her, what's your name?
No, where are you from?
Everything in me. And the second thing was, what she will think then about me, you know? Maybe she will think that I want something of her, you know? It was very, very difficult. So I think if I would going up, out now, exit of the community, maybe I would again, you know, fall in alcohol or stuff like that, because I don't feel that free. So now I'm still learning and... to take control over me and to be stronger, you know? For sure. Sure, it will be difficult. Jerry can maybe tell you more about when he exited the first time.
He's smoking, you know. I exited the community one time, yes, after 2 years. Kind of like Mario was saying, he sees a lot of things inside of himself that he can still change. And I exited the community too early.
Too early.
Because I wasn't able to also maybe control my feelings of pride and anger, you know? Instead of me controlling them, they controlled me. I was struggling a lot, and you know, there was a moment where I made a decision because of what I felt, just like I was doing before community. And also when I went outside, I didn't build myself a good enough of a foundation to stand on. So right away, I started slowly. I started getting back into the same things. How do I find my friends? I started to find friends with my old behaviors. I go to the bar. Because I didn't do 100% the community the first time. Well, I saw one thing, you know. First, I really hated myself for the decision to leave the community. But I think God put it in my life to realize that, for me to realize that I need help from somebody else, that I can't do everything myself.
Maybe it was
one of the better things that happened to me in my life. Instead of looking at it in a bad way, I saw it as a good thing. You know, at least some people might not make it back to the community, but I was able to re-enter. And I started to try to do the things that I knew I did wrong, right, this time that I'm in community. I started to do better. But it's for sure because I didn't build that base, which is the prayer. Right away I stopped going to church, I stopped everything. So, this time I know, you know, I try to get on my knees a little more, I try to pray a little more. I try to do the things that I think that I did wrong the first time better. So, something like this, I guess. It's more than me explaining.
Can you tell yourself when you can have a good foundation and you can able to step up?
他问几时可以出得去啊？
I don't know if I can tell myself, but I think I can have the right idea, but then I ask everybody that I live with what they think. Sometimes it hurts, probably because most of them say no, you know. It really helps with somebody else to help me see myself more, because sometimes I don't see all of
them. Anything else? Is there anyone
saying that
here
for good?
Somebody stay here for good?
Yeah.
There's some priests, and then there's a guy that has a family at the girl's house. He met a girl in the community, then they got married, and then they have a family in the community, so he wants to give himself back.
And
he's not the only one.
A priest, how many priests?
We have 6 priests right now.
From this community?
Yeah.
And
we have like 40 nuns, maybe.
有40個左右，以前吸毒嘅以前。
They're the only nuns with tattoos on the necks and on their hands.
So you
staying here to help the community, right? To help the drug people, or just like you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like
missions.
Yeah.
The nuns, they're almost all in the missions. They are in Africa, in Liberia, in Argentina, Brazil. And the priests, they are almost all in Italy. There is one Croatian priest which is in Vrbovec, in Zagreb.
But all serve the community, your community.
What is the income for these
charity? For example, we have our shop up here, but this doesn't we don't like buy a whole bunch of things. We don't buy food. We don't buy clothes. We give all this money to those mission houses that he was talking about, because these children in Africa and in South America, they don't have like a neighborhood system, network system that brings them food and clothing. It's not like we go buy Coca-Colas or anything with the money from the shop, you know?
You have to consider being a priest.
I got You ask Mario.
Kerman goes up to him and says,
everything is buzzing.
No, no, no.
You?
No.
He still doesn't know that he's
really. Yeah, yeah,
no. He still doesn't know.
Yeah,
he's
becoming
a priest.
He don't know, he don't know.
You guys are making me turn red. Okay, any more questions? Anything
else?